Alright, welcome back ladies and gentlemen. In today's video we're going to be talking about Metro Bank in the UK and also Barclays Bank, as well as what the Governor of the Bank of England, Andrew Bailey, has just announced. There's a bit of a conflict going on between him and Rishi Sunak. He's saying one thing, Rishi is saying quite the opposite. So we're going to get into all of that in today's stories. And just a very, very final reminder, today is the absolute cutoff. It will not go on any longer than today for what we did last week, the Black Friday sale and the Cyber Monday sale. Today is the cutoff. I had to extend it by another day just to help everybody who was having some difficulties with their bank. So today is the absolute cutoff for that. So with that said, let's go to the first article. So we start with BBC News here then. Metro Bank shareholders have voted to back a rescue deal. Metro Bank shareholders have voted to back a rescue deal worth nearly £1 billion aimed at securing the bank's future. The agreement to raise extra funds from investors and refinance debt was struck last month after speculation about their financial position. Now remember, I talked about this a long time ago. I warned everybody about Metro Bank in the same way I warned people about some of the US banks. So honestly, I'm not doing this to scaremonger or anything like that. These are genuine warnings, and you can see that some of these warnings, like Metro Bank, do come to pass. This deal included $325 million in new funding. Again, is that a good thing? I'm not so sure. And the refinancing of £600 million of debt. Again, they say that as if it's a positive thing, but we don't actually know what the refinancing deal looked like. Is it refinanced at a higher rate of interest or a lower rate of interest? Have the terms and conditions changed dramatically? I would say yes, I think it will be at a higher rate of interest, not a lower rate based on today's interest rates. Shareholders overwhelmingly voted in favour, with nearly 93% of votes cast backing the package. 27% were against. Under this deal then, the Colombian billionaire will become Metro's controlling shareholder with a 53% stake. So he owns over half of the bank now. His firm Spaldy Investments is putting $102 million into the bank. The shareholder vote was the final hurdle after bondholders, who are set to lose 40% of their investments, back the plan in October. Now again, remember, this was another warning I gave, where I said you've got to be really careful if you are shareholders or even bondholders now in certain banks or other entities, because this isn't the first time. We saw it with Credit Suisse as well, where people were completely wiped out by the situation that happened with Credit Suisse. We covered that in a video previously as well. So you have got to be careful with these things. In fact, even better, let's look at the share price. Okay, so your ticker for Metro Bank Holdings is MTRO. And let's just look at the summary here. Let's look at the stock price. Well, when they opened at $2,200 a share back in March of 2016, the price climbed, and I think they saw a peak, yeah, somewhere around March of 2018, a couple of years later, at £4,018 a share. But look what it's done since then. It has lost 98% of its value. It can't lose a whole lot more, in all honesty. It's now down at £39.54. And that means that some people would have lost money on this stock all the way down. But that won't be you, because so many of you bought my stock market course. So you are going to be gurus. You're going to be absolute masters at all of this very shortly. So you can make sure you don't ever get caught out on this sort of thing, because you definitely don't want to lose 40% of your investment as a bondholder, or you don't want to lose 98.19% of the price of your stock. These things are very simple to actually forecast and see where it's going once you understand the fundamentals of stock analysis. When it launched in 2010 then, Metro was the first new bank to open in the UK for more than a century. It positioned itself as a so-called challenger bank to the big high street names and pledged to keep its branches open 7 days a week. The bank now has 2.7 million customers and holds about £15 billion worth of deposits in 76 branches. The lender has faced a number of challenges in recent years after an accounting scandal in 2019. Yeah, that's gonna get you. Which led to the departure of some top executives, including the bank's founder. But if you have money in Metro and you're worried about it, just remember that if we look at, is your money safe? Yes, it's safe up to £85,000. This is protected under the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, also known as the FSCS, which you'll have seen this logo at bank branches. And if you do have your mortgage with them, again, it's not a major concern because we know where this $3 billion of its residential mortgages is being sold to. It's going here to Barclays. So Barclays is in talks and they probably will buy this entire £3 billion mortgage book because they know that when a lot of these loans come up for refinancing, they are going to make a lot more on the loans. Yes, they might take a small loss at the start, but as these refinance, because remember, in the UK, it's not like the US and some other countries where you can get a 20 or 30 year mortgage. In the UK, mortgages tend to be very short, 2, 3, 5 year fixed rate. Sometimes they do go to 7 years or 10 years. I've got 10 year mortgages before on a fixed rate, ridiculous rates in the past, 1.99%. Imagine getting that today. But traditionally, the majority of people don't have terms or rates like that. So these will come up for refinancing shortly. And this is where I think Barclays are looking to make their profit. But talking of Barclays, this just happened a couple of days ago. 50 Barclays Bank branches were glued shut in protest by climate activists. So they actually glued all the locks on the doors closed. I don't know whether they genuinely thought this would keep the branches closed for a long period of time. Probably not. I think it was more of a statement. But this was from Extinction Rebellion again. And what have they said? A spokesman for the protest group said the disruption was part of a significant new wave of property-focused climate action. And they're urging Barclays customers to move their accounts to a bank more aligned with a livable future for the planet. Let's look now then at what Andrew Bailey has said then. Andrew Bailey is the Bank of England governor. So he said that Britain's growth prospects are among the worst he has ever seen. The governor of the Bank of England offered a scathing assessment of Britain's future, saying interest rates will remain at 15-year highs and the rate at which inflation is falling will slow markedly this month. Now, this is all to do with the theory I talked about a couple of months ago around why inflation was dropping so heavily, and it was to do with energy prices. The governor of the BOE said the UK's growth outlook is the worst he has ever seen, despite Rishi Sunak, who's the prime minister, claiming there is positive momentum behind the economy. And this is quite a normal thing in that when the leader of the country and the Bank of England head are not quite in alignment, you see this sort of tit for tat that goes on, and eventually they sort of come together, and it's usually the central banker who falls in line if he wants to keep his job. That is usually the case. And we saw that with Jerome Powell as well, with the Federal Reserve, where he said something different to what Biden said. He sort of said the truth, and Biden said, "This is the greatest economy in US history," and all that. Well, Jerome Powell then did a U-turn and agreed with him, because I think it's quite clear that he wanted to keep his job. He does a pretty good job of not being too political in these things. He was under Trump, under Biden, probably going to be under Trump again in 2024 at this rate. So I think we're going to see some movement here on what Andrew Bailey has said, because between September and October, the rate of inflation fell from 6.7% to 4.6%. Again, these are government figures. They're not figures that I agree with. And he said that as falls in global energy prices become less sharp, we are not going to see another month, I'm afraid, where it's going down 2%. And I would agree with that assessment. As a result, he said the bank's Monetary Policy Committee, the MPC, will not be cutting interest rates in the foreseeable future. This is a key one For those of you who are wondering whether to refinance your mortgage at the moment, leave it as it is, what is going to happen in the future? Are rates going to drop? I also think that he is telling the truth here in that I don't see rates dropping in the UK until at least middle of next year. That means Q3 to Q4 is the earliest that I actually see it as well. Financial markets currently expect interest rates, which affect the cost of borrowing products such as mortgages, to remain at 5.25% until next summer. Even the Office for Budget Responsibility last week slashed its predictions for the UK's economic growth over the next 2 years, warning that inflation may not come down to the bank's 2% target until 2025. Growth next year is expected to be just 0.7% in 2024, compared with a March forecast that it was going to hit 1.8%. So again, they make the forecast and then they do the corrections after. In 2025, it will be just 1.4%, compared with an earlier expectation of 2.5%. Yeah, I would even downgrade that. I would be quite surprised if they do that in 2025. Although, if they do a ton of currency creation, then yes, you could see that because they add it to GDP, remember. So it would just be phantom creation. It wouldn't be real growth. But just a couple of days ago, the Prime Minister struck a more bullish tone, telling guests at a global investment summit there was positive momentum in the economy. I'm not sure where that is, but okay. They never give details, do they, when they say things are great, positive momentum, best economy in history. Is there any numbers or facts behind that, or is it just spin? A week after Chancellor Jeremy Hunt used his autumn statement to offer personal and business tax cuts, Mr. Sunak told business leaders the UK is the best country in the world to invest. Now, I'm not exactly sure where he's got that from, because if we look at the fastest growing economies for next year, I would have thought these would be some of the best places to invest. We have Asia Pacific, Sub-Saharan Africa, the Americas, and the Middle East and North Africa. You don't see Europe or the UK or the USA or Australia or New Zealand. You don't see any of these countries on this forecast. So would I be investing in the UK as the best in the world? Probably not. Look at these sort of growth levels here that we are going to see. So I don't see the UK anywhere on this chart. But hey, maybe he's right and I'm wrong here. And then just to wrap up, we've had some sad news come out this morning, and that is that Charlie Munger has just passed away, the business partner to Warren Buffett, the co-founder of Berkshire Hathaway. And you'll know that I talked about Charlie Munger in my stock market course. He's definitely helped me a lot with my investing over the years. So to me, he really was one of the greats. And you'll see that some of the influence within the course is from Charlie Munger. So that's quite sad to see today. Okay, well, a nice short video for you today. I hope that was helpful. Take care. God bless you guys. And I will see you next time.